what exactly, what is looking at? Is it, credit card?
Oakwood Golf Shop, this is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hey, Shannon, is Ron in?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff. Is there maybe a good time I could get a hold of him today?
Ron is not. He doesn't work actually here. He owns it, but he's kind of like a silent owner.
I gotcha. Is there maybe a good way to get a hold of him then? Does he have an email or?
You just have to leave a message.
Does he have like another number?
Where are you What company are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cardiff.
Which is?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
I know, but the type of company? I mean, like, is this something if I called him and gave him the message, he would know what it is?
Oh, I gotcha. He might remember. I talked to him earlier the year. I must have called him at the right time, but we're a business bank out in San Diego. And he told me to check back towards the fall, so you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, okay. So what's your name?
Patrick.
Okay.
And then I'm calling with Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
And then number here is 858-252-1481.
Hey, I'll give him the message.
And then does he maybe have anybody else, you know, around the office that helps him out, you know, since he's not there with the financials, or does he pretty much take care of all that?
I'm the general manager that you're speaking to.
Oh, sweet. I mean, do you maybe know of any, you know, plans or anything you might have coming up for the rest of the year out there?
We're actually closing down for a year for a pipeline that's coming through.
Oh, geez. Are they, like, you know, reconstructing the whole course, or what's going on with that?
It's a pipeline that goes through three of our holes, and the way our course is structured, the dynamics of it, we can't reroute people. So we're closing for 6 months to a year, probably closer than a nine-month mark.
Dang, that's something else. So when's all that happening? Coming up pretty soon?
Our close date is November 7th.
Oh, nice. And then, I mean, to be determined after that?
It just depends on, a lot of it's Mother Nature. It takes 90 days to do the pipe work. And then we had to hire a golf course architect to come in with their firm and make it look pretty again, basically, is the easiest way in layman's terms.
Yeah.
And because of the time frame, it's going to be off season.
So. Oh, I gotcha.
It's going to depend on the weather and everything, how we can get the grass and the greens to have to be replaced, redone. So.
Uh-huh. And are you guys going to, like, put in turf or sod? Or not turf, I mean, like, sod or, you know, artificial grass? Or are you guys going to, like, grow it from
seed? We're probably going to sprig it because we do have the capability of being closed now. We'll probably go with the cheaper route for us and then mm-hmm. end up... You know, we'll probably have a better product at the end, in our opinion. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's gonna look good like that.
Yeah, we'll do our own. Our work that we've been wanting to do. Mm-hmm. We are gonna take advantage of being closed. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, great opportunity to, you know, fix everything else up and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of why I gave a call. You know, I might have talked to Ron because of that earlier. I only spoke to him pretty briefly because I know he's got a lot going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, did you guys already get the financials and everything squared away for, you know, all the work going on?
For the most part, it's not finalized. So that we're in mediation and things about that.
And is Ron the one taking care of all that, or are you maybe helping him out?
I'm a part of it. I mean, we had to hire an attorney, we hired an architect, and we hired the National Golf Foundation. And
mm-hmm.
between those three expert witnesses, they're the ones that put together our loss, basically.
I gotcha.
We provide that to the federal government, and then they mediate the difference of opinion. So.
Oh, I gotcha. Are you guys kind of a municipal course then?
We are not a municipal because we're privately owned. We are
mm-hmm.
a public, a semi-private because we do offer memberships, but we are open to the public as well.
Okay, so you guys didn't really have to pay any, you know, the difference, or, you know, any of your money for that?
For what?
For, you know, all the, you know, big project you have coming on.
No, we still have to pay for, I mean, the projects. If we decide to do the project, it's our money that's being used, not someone else's, so...
Okay, so you guys were just going to, you know, be paying for that all out of pocket then?
We tend to do that with just about everything, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, have you guys looked into financing, you know, at all, or just kind of wanted to, you know, pay for it with your own money?
Yeah, obviously you only finance if you have to, so if we have to outsource, then he would make that decision. That would be Ron's decision, so I can definitely, he's my father-in-law, by the way, so
oh,
I can
nice.
Definitely make sure that he gets this message. I'm not just pacifying it, so I would definitely... Sweet. Talk to him daily.
Yeah, yeah. So. No, I was just going to say, I saw your email on the company website. I was going to shoot you over my info after we get off the phone, so you could pass that along as well.
If you sent that to me, I would forward it to his personal. I just can't personally give out his personal.
That yeah, no big deal. Yeah, not a big deal. I'll shoot
I'm
that over right when we get off.
I'm kind of the outer. I'm the mediator. I get it, and then I decide if I pass it on or if I delete it.
No, yeah, exactly, exactly. But yeah, and I know you said earlier, you know, a lot of people don't, or you said, you know, you don't need to look into financing in case that's the, you know, immediate case or, you know, the last need. But we do have a lot of people that kind of use us for that reason. We do work in capital. So, you know, it's basically just cash for people to use, you know, for those kind of reasons. And, you know, specifically, you know, situations just like that, it's basically just unsecured cash. So, you know, we give you a portion of it. You guys use it however you see. And, you know, definitely a kind of a way to leverage the accounts, kind of use our money instead of having to use all yours in case, you know, something happens, then you're still going to have all yours in the bank.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you guys. What else are you guys going to do to the course? You know, when you guys close down, are you guys going to, like, do some renovation to the holes or, you know, anything to the clubhouse, anything like that too? Or
we're not really giving out that information because we don't want to, we're not for sure exactly what we're going to do. Our intentions are to do a lot. They could range from redoing our greens, but the last thing you want to do is tell a customer that you're redoing your greens and then not. So
yeah, no, yeah.
We have a very, very large range of potential projects, mm-hmm. but we're not guaranteeing any of them.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Just kind of, you know, seeing what's on the shopping list for you guys. What's like, the weather like out there during the winter, too? Does this, I know you guys are in Florida. Does it, you know, stay pretty nice all year round?
Our winter seasons are pretty good. I mean, obviously, it's our snowbird season. So from November through March are the busiest months of the year. So we have about a January through March, we have a three-month window to really make it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
October, November, December are decent, but it's really those 3 months.
Right, because of all the weather.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It's nice. I mean, your cold days are 50.
No, exactly. We're actually in San Diego, so, you know, we got pretty much the same thing, just on the other side.
Yeah. Like yeah, right so. Now, it's in the summertime, it's 95 degrees, 90 degrees, feels like 110.
Jeez.
We're in a retirement area, so at the age range of a lot of our customers and members, 90 degrees is no bueno. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand that for sure. All right, Chandler. Well, I'll shoot over, you know, my info to your email, and then if you guys want to, you know, take a look at that, and we can go from there. We also finance equipment, too, so, I mean, if you guys had any carts, anything like that, you know, anything big otherwise that you guys wanted to finance, we definitely could take care of that as well. So I'll shoot over my info.
Go ahead in the subject line, if you don't mind, equipment financing.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll just put Bank of Cardiff, and then I'll put Capital Equipment. So you can shoot that over to Ron and, you know, take a look at that. But, yeah, if you guys have any questions, just give me a call, and I guess I'll check back in, you know, in towards the end of the year, I guess, if I don't hear anything back from you guys and see how everything's going.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.